It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Who's Number One, episode 89. I believe today will be Friday by the time that you see this, and that means Fight to Win is coming this evening. Fight to Win 147 have a stellar lineup of matches. Manuel Hivamar versus Jonathan Alves in the main event. Also featuring Rafael Lovato Jr. is taking on Helton Jr. Luisa Monteiro is going to be taking on Elizabeth Clay. We're going to speak to Luisa in just a moment here, but also coming up on Friday night is the return of Spider, which is very exciting. The first event they've thrown since 2019. It's an 8-man bracket featuring the best brown belts and purple belts from all over the world. There are some Korean athletes as well as Brazilian and American fighters over there. Yep. Should be really exciting. Michael and I will be commentating that card later tonight.
And then next weekend, you got a big Fight to Win with Victor Hugo in the main event versus Max Jimenez.
Oh, great.
Keenan Cornelius in the co-main. Mm-hmm. The next day, BJJ Stars. So many cool matches. Basilio versus A-Rod. Hulk versus Lowe, Kynan versus Pergisa. Who am I leaving out? Herberth versus Galgio.
Azaki is taking on Calasanz. So that's a stacked card. There's at least 15 fights that are incredible. So stay tuned for all that. We've got a bunch of content around that event coming your way. But without further ado, let's bring on our guest today. We have Luisa Monteiro calling in from San Diego. Luisa, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for calling in. So you're coming back to Fight to Win. You've said that you've been on three times now in Fight to Win. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was three times. And all of the times was with Gi. So it's going to be my first time fighting no Gi.
Amazing. And how do you like the Fight to Win format? It's pretty unique. You know, it's a lot different than IBJJF, for example. What do you think about the rule set and how does that affect your game?
I think I like the rule set. I go a lot to for the points too, but also I think I am aggressive. I always I don't focus too much on the submission, but I like to let the fight flow, you know. So I don't think about too much about points, but always to impose my game, and so like to make the points and then the submission. So I think it's kind of same, you know.
Yeah. This is your first time getting back competing since things shut down. How's your training been out there in California? What's it like at Atos right now?
It's been really good. Like at Atos we have a really good no-gi training. I am learning a lot. Like I'm working a lot of my physical training conditioning, which I think it's really important for no-gi matches. And also the techniques are different. Like I can do like heel hooks and like guillotines as well. So I think it's different. It's for me, like no gi, it's almost like a different sport, you know.
I agree.
We have to focus on different things, you know. For me, it's like it's out of my comfort zone. I like a lot to train with the gi. But it makes me feel like motivated to train no gi because it's something that challenges me a lot. So it's been really cool.
Elizabeth Clay, despite not yet being a black belt, is extremely accomplished. She won ADCC trials when she was, I think, 15 or 16 years old. She's also a little bit bigger than you, I think over 10 pounds, maybe close to 15 pounds. What do you think about Elizabeth Clay as an opponent?
Man, I think she's really tough. I've been like following her, like her career since the beginning, because she's like young and she's brown belt. I've been like being like a black belt for 10 years now. So she's really good. I think like she does amazing with Nogi. And I'm excited for this fight. She's heavier than me, but I like to challenge myself. I like to fight against like great competitors, you know, like sometimes when we fight, like we have like easy fights, it's not like that exciting. It's not like that motivating for the training, you know. So I know she's like pretty tough, and I think it's going to be a great match.
In a perfect world, you know, how would you approach this match? What are you trying to do out there, and what game are you looking to play?
And in a perfect world, I think I would submit her. but I don't know, like usually like she pulls guard, and so I am planning to play on top. But also I'm working on my guard too as well, as always, you know. But I don't know. Let's see. I don't like to think too much about the fight, how it's going to be, you know. I like to try to feel the fight and see, like, in the present moment how it's going to be, you know. So I'm going to give my best, as always.
Yeah, like you said, you're a three-time IBJJF Nogi World Champion at Black Belt. Obviously very accomplished, but something that people like to do is they always count out IBJJF competitors when it comes to heel hooks. How versed are you in the heel hook game, and is that something that you like to do?
I like to do, like, I am learning more now at Atos. Like, yeah. We have a little, a lot of really good fighters there, like Nogi, you know, with different type of attacks, like heel hooks and, like, then you are allowed to reap, you know. And I think I was training before because I fought Maggie Grindati and was in the gi, but heel hooks were allowed.
Did you heel hook her? I think you heel hooked her in the gi, right? Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some stars, yeah.
So I was working before on like attacks and defense as well. So I like it. I think it's different.
Yeah, one thing that surprised me is, well, a long time ago now, but I think it was 2016, and I actually was in San Diego for five grappling, and we went training at Atos, and one of the techniques Andre showed that night was a heel hook entry. I was like, I wouldn't have expected Andre to be teaching this in class, but they don't shy away from that at Atos, right? It's a very open training environment, and all submissions legal.
Yeah, like, but during the training, the Nogi training, because I think Professor and most of the guys, they are like ADCC veterans. I think the training is a lot for this rule set, you know, like a lot of wrestling, a lot of heel hooks, defense, leg locks, guillotines, you know. So it's not like so much, I think, focus on like IBJJF, especially because of ADCC. Which the guys are always like preparing for that, you know. And now, like nowadays, we have a lot of like big tournaments that like no gis, no more like IBJJF rules, mm-hmm. you know. So everything is allowed. So we have to be prepared, you know. So we learn a lot of this rule set.
Absolutely. What about Gustavo? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see Gustavo go out there and compete no gi, or is he only like gi right still?
He really likes to train no gi, but now like I think he's focusing more like in the gi. But it depends like on what happens. But next year he really wants to do like the ADCC trial. So I think now he's gonna start like training more no gi as well.
Awesome.
Could we see you at ADCC at all? Is that something that you're thinking about?
Yeah, man, I really want that. Like I think for me, next year it's gonna be my focus. I think I was always expecting to be invited, but like it's hard to wait for something that it can cannot happen, you know. Yeah. So I think I will try to train now for the ADCC trial in Brazil. I think Mojacin was seeing if we can do like the trials here, but I think I will have to go back to Brazil to do the trials and then mm-hmm. come back, which is harder, but like I really want to do that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you because, like you said earlier, you've been a black belt for 10 years. You're a world champion in the gi, in no gi, very experienced. And, you know, what keeps you motivated to keep competing all the time? And I imagine ADCC is definitely one of those things that you really want to accomplish and win before you're done. What else keeps you excited about jiu-jitsu? It's a long time to be out there grinding for 10 years as a black belt.
Yeah. I like to train a lot. I think I if it was not jiu-jitsu, I would do other sport for sure. Like, I like to train. And I think I like to challenge myself. I always want to fight, like, with good girls, you know? Like, I think it's a good test to you to know, like, if your jiu-jitsu is good, if the things that you're working on are working, you know? So, man, as long as I am healthy, I think I will keep fighting. But now, like, I think I like more to compete than like train jiu-jitsu a lot, because I used to train a lot before, and now like I have to be more like smarter with my training, because of course, like, I have a lot of injuries that came with my career. Mm-hmm. And so now, like, I work a lot on my strength conditioning with my physiotherapy, and I train like more smart, you know, like at the academy. But I love to compete. I really like it. It makes me like feel excited all the time. Like, so I'll keep doing that.
In preparation for ADCC, obviously it's kind of hard to know what the future holds with the world being the way that it is. But will you try to do things like a fight to win no-gi, Kasai if it comes back, you know, to do more no-gi competitions in preparation for ADCC? Is that something that you're planning to try and do?
Yeah. I really want to do that. I think like for me it's hard to train something if I'm not gonna compete, you know, like, yeah. Like, now I'm gonna start training no gi for like just for my life. No, it's hard because I really like to train in the gi. Mm-hmm. So this fight against Elizabeth Clay was a really good thing for me now, because it made me like train no gi, you know. And now that I'm like training,
Hang on, guys. Louisa has briefly cut out. We'll see if she comes back here.
Still here, going.
Yeah.
Again, if I fight for the ADCC, because I think competing, I can see what I am doing good, what I have to improve, what is the mistakes that I have to fix. Yeah. So I think it's going to be really good.
Speaking of that, what is some stuff that you think you might need? Obviously, you're so accomplished, gi, no gi, but ADCC is a whole different, like you said, gi, no gi is a different sport. ADCC is almost like a different sport, right? It's like very different rules. What is some stuff that you think you need to improve on to get that ADCC gold medal?
I think like for the ADCC, I need to work a lot on wrestling, I think, and stand game, right? And like submissions, heel hooks, leg locks, how to defend, how to escape, guillotines as well. I am enjoying a lot to learn. So things that I don't do in the gi, I think, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're in a great place to learn that stuff. I mean, you're training with the greatest of all time in ADCC and Andre Galvao.
For sure.
Won the super fight like four times in a row. What weight would you be targeting for that? Because obviously there's only two weight classes for women at ADCC. Would you be able to do the women, the under 60, or would you be going to the Gabby Garcia weight class?
No, under 60 for sure.
Yeah. Because you'd have to cut a little bit to get there, I think, right?
Not too much. Like, yeah. I think it's funny the way
that... I don't know, kilograms too much. Sorry.
Like, people always invite me to fight against heavier girls, but I don't know why. Like, but I always accept, you know. But I am like, okay, like ADCC 60 kilos, I am like around 64 kilos, 63.
Like, I think people probably assume, because I think you bump up in weight sometimes in IBJJF, right? Because you've won at a few different weight classes, and like sometimes you go up to medium heavyweight, but I think you're smaller than that, but you just compete up at that weight.
I think it's something that I do because I've been competing for so long, and I think like 10 years or more, like fighting against the same girls, like same division, for me it's a little bit boring, you know. So I like to change divisions to have like different girls to fight, you know.
Exactly.
Because sometimes like in the open class, it's not the way that we want, because sometimes I have like girls like heavier or lighter, but sometimes Gabby Garcia, you know, so it's a fight that I don't enjoy, you know. So or Tayani, you know, I don't want to go that far, but like medium heavy, I can do medium heavy. I can do feather if I want to, like if I cut a little bit, I can do feather. I don't know, like, let's see how I'm going to do next year. This year, I was planning to do lightweight again, which is my division.
Yeah.
I weigh lightweight, but because of all that happens in the world, like, I am just trying to stay a little bit heavier because of that super fights. Usually, they invite me to fight against, like, heavier girls, so it's always good for me to be, like, around 66 kilos, 65 kilos, so that way I can cut if I need, or I can like stay a little bit like stronger for this kind of fights that I'm gonna do now.
Smart, really smart.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically a perfect size for that under 60 then, because like some of these girls, you feel sorry, like Rikako going out there, she's small compared to everybody.
Rooster weight is just not really fair challenge. And same for girls that are 68 kilos and can't make 60 and have to face Gabby Garcia.
Gabby Garcia. Yeah,
also
rough.
Tough. Yeah,
I think I'm gonna be really strong for 60 kilos. You know, it's how I feel when I fight Grand Slam, like Queen of Mats, because I can cut to 62 kilos easy, easy, and I feel really strong against the other girls. You know, it's good.
Louisa, something I'd like to hear your opinion on. We had Fiona on a couple weeks ago, and she talked about this. Obviously, jiu-jitsu is such a male-dominated sport that there's got to be some difficulties for females coming up in it. How do you think things are coming, and how do you think things could improve to be maybe more equality in the sport for females to make it more equal?
And I think, like, things got better a lot. Like, since when I started, was, like, terrible, you know. But I think it can be better. Like, I see some tournaments that happen. Like a lot of GP for guys, you know, like with big prize of money, and happening like every weekend. And why not just one for the girls, you know? Like, we have a really good jiu-jitsu, we have like really good talent girls, we always give like good show to. It's not like in the past that like the girls, you know, like didn't have like that good jiu-jitsu, you know, all the girls, of course, most of them, yes. But now, like, I don't see difference between the girls and the guys, you know, especially in numbers, you know. Before was okay, a lot of guys and just a few girls competing, which made hard to give the same prize. But now it's not that way anymore, you know. But I think it depends a lot on the how can I say, people that are organizing the tournaments, organizing the events. I think if they give a chance for the girls and like give good prizes too, as they do for the guys, I think we're gonna show a really good jiu-jitsu too. You know, I think it doesn't depend on us anymore. You know, I think people that do the tournaments, they have to give us a chance, you know. So
I like that. That's a great point, that you guys are doing the work. Your jiu-jitsu's there. You're talented. And it's time for maybe to be someone to meet you halfway.
And
the
women's level, she's right. It's getting higher and higher. Like, you've been a black belt for a while. And it's like every year there's like a new crop of like killer girls that comes in. It's just getting better and better. That's why I was excited for this year at black belt, because there was a whole bunch of a good first-year black belts. It would have been really fun.
Yeah, now like I think it's the best time for the girls. You know, I see how we improve jiu-jitsu, because in the past was like, okay, girls just play guard, and now like you can see like a lot of girls like passing and going for submission and doing like really good takedowns, you know, like doing everything that the guys does too. So I think we just need a chance, you know. I see like how many tournaments they do for the guys like Spider or Kasai or Third Coast Grappling. They are doing like every weekend, like a GP for the guys, sometimes with the same guys, you know, but in different ways, but not one for us, like one, just one, you know. So I think we just need to have a chance, you know.
Yeah, and you deserve it too. Fair enough.
Great message, yeah.
All right, anything else? We got a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to say? Any message to your fans or anything you want to get out before we go?
No, I just want to say thank you for you guys and for my sponsors, Venom, and I don't know, like, just that, like, try to watch this fight because it's going to be really exciting. I am sure about that. Like, Elizabeth Clay is a beast, as I am too. So I'm sure I know that we're going to do, like, a great show.
Can't wait to see you. And we'll be there tomorrow for the weigh-ins. I'm sure we'll catch up with you there. And then, yeah, guys, tune in this Friday, or tonight, I guess, by the time this podcast is going out, and watch Fight Twin 147 with Luisa Monteiro versus Elizabeth Clay. Whole bunch of action there. Luisa, thank you so much for calling in and joining us today. Have a safe flight to Texas, and we'll see you this weekend.
Okay, guys. See you. Thank you so much.